And we're back, and it looks like I have PJ connected. PJ, I guess. is this PJ that I talked to earlier today before the show?
Yes, indeed.
Yep. Okay, now you're calling from Wales, and you host a program on the weekend. What's it called?
PJ Barton, the Barton Report.
Now, tell me the your website so that people can know about it, because we want to make sure.
First sin to admit I don't have a website.
Okay, okay. What topics do you cover?
I've been on for a year of that 8 o'clock in the morning. The Barton, we cover SSRIs, the horrors of SSRIs, the criminality of the pharmaceutical industry. The first time I covered that, I took an hour to read out their criminal convictions, GMOs, the vaccinations, fracking, Agenda 21, and the cashless society. Obviously, we don't cover that every week.
What would you like to open up today? Because... my wife said an interesting thing to me when she first met me. She said, you know, when I was a little girl, I always wanted to marry a supercomputer. Someone who I could go to and ask any question on Earth, and they would give me an answer. Hopefully it was a correct answer, or if not, at least a good series of questions to raise to find the answer. And I raise this this issue with my listeners, which I find very few of them are actually brave enough to do so. But there is no question of any endeavor on Earth, geopolitical, medical, scientific, religious, or any area where I will not try to either endeavor to give you an answer immediately or framework to find the answer on the spot of any subject. So go ahead and ask.
No, absolutely. But no, I've been listening to you for 9 years. I used to write
ask. Go ahead. Ask any question on anything.
This obese man, 325 pounds here, you gave me very good advice there a year ago when I phoned in on the firing line about it. You gave the green light to go and have liposuction. So the first bit of money I get out of my book, I shall have that done. But I'll want to dose up with three of your products, leptin, metabolic, and other ones to prevent.
Well, the ones everybody who's obese is basically pre-diabetic. Now, when you get elevated blood insulin, there's three things that can happen to you. The first is you can just become obese. The second is you can turn diabetic even if you're normal weight. And the third is actually you can get inflammation. You can get things like osteoarthritis and brain inflammation because dementia is actually type 3 diabetes. Now, what is diabetes? Yep. Diabetes is the activation of the famine genes. They're more prevalent in Neanderthal. So they think Neanderthal man, which is European, has more incidence of diabetes because they survived for around a quarter million years plus in Northern Europe and climates were pretty vile. So the... that's why you look at peoples that are stronger and bigger and have bigger bones, like the Vikings and the North Europeans. And depending on the population you're looking at, in terms of the amount of Neanderthal genes on 23andMe, the average is less than 1%. I've got, I think, 3.7%. My wife has another percent more because she's a full-fledged J1C Viking, okay? If you have these specific genes, it means your body will survive famine. And what the body does when it thinks you're having famine, and you might say, well, my body's stupid. No, your body is taking signals. For example, if you're exposed to carbohydrates, the body thinks there's a famine of protein, a famine of healthy fats, and therefore it switches on a process to switch off your mitochondria by generating reverse thyroid hormone, shutting down the sodium potassium ATPase, and lowers your metabolic rate by turning off your mitochondria. So obesity means basically... And this is something people should grasp. It's equivalent to literally storing half a slice of bread a day in your body for over 2 or 3 years. That's it. If you gain 100 pounds, it's basically half a slice of bread on your body, I call food apparel, caused by your body trying to prevent you from dying. Now, the people who are obese, I call them the gold shovel brigade, which means everybody else, it was a complete famine around the world. The people that are obese would probably still have some weight on them while they had buried the last skinny person on the planet.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, people who are obese are actually suffering from starvation, meaning lack of minerals. Is that fair to say?
Well, no, it's what the body does. And let me explain how cells work. And I'm putting this together. I'm in communication with the Russian Academy of Sciences, Dr. Kavinson, and their work on a heterochromatin-chromatin ratio and life extension. Now, the way that the cells work in the body is your telomere in the end of your chromosome is like a little micro antenna, and it actually sends a harmonic resonant frequency signal, an infrared light that is picked up by the harmonic resonant circuits in the cell membrane. And these ion channels open or close to allow specific minerals to be transported across the membrane. If a mineral is brought into the cell, the harmonic resonant frequency of that mineral in the nucleoplasm, which is in this small little area called a little basically disc-like or bubble-like area in the cell where the nucleolus is in the eukaryotic genes, it starts to switch on with the control of exosomes, which are RNA molecules, which include chromatin and heterochromatin molecules, protein peptides. It switches on and off genes. And mm-hmm. so your gene control is actually primarily mineral control. For example, when your hair turns gray, it's your cell membranes telling you don't absorb manganese because then you don't have any manganese-dependent enzymes to make hair pigment. So when your hair gets gray, it's basically the hair follicle saying don't transport manganese into the hair follicle, switch off these gene complexes and make pigment enzymes, pigment-generating enzymes.
So I'm completely gray. What's the cure for gray hair, by the way? Is there one?
That's not true, actually. And it's not. I'm not going to say it's a cure. I don't like to use the word cure, but I know there's things that can help. First off, you want to use recidival hair tonic for loss of hair follicles because it blocks the male hair receptor. And number two, if you're female, you want to use the apronin and renogen and our hormone synergy, which will stop your ovaries and adrenals from making excess male hormone. And by the way, the sexual drive in women is completely from their adrenal glands unless they have PCOS because it's all male hormone. That's why the female hormone injections for the past 40 years included many of them male hormone, because without male hormones in the female body, there's no sex drive. Isn't that interesting? The sex drive in women is completely dependent on their adrenal glands if they are normal females, unless they have PCOS or some adrenal tumor or something that's producing male hormone.
I see. Very good.
Now what happens is for hair, for basically graying hair, you want to use on the scalp indium, which we use for bringing in minerals and helping sleep, and also the pineal gland. We want to use the recidival hair tonic. We want to use things like the mountain red velvet, and I'm making a new DR capsule version of it, which will mean it'll turn into a micelle in the terminal ileum, so that you'll be delivering it very similar to what a fetus gets from the placenta. The placenta is not just a passive organ to transport blood and sugar and proteins from the mother. It actually generates hundreds of biomolecules to rebuild and to make babies. And you have the equivalent in mountain red velvet, but it gets destroyed by the pepsin in the stomach acid or the succus entericus from the pancreas, the pancreatic enzymes. A lot of the fragile molecules, there's eight different classes. So my theory about what aging and disease is very different and very much more advanced than any theory put forward in history.
It explains that aging and
disease is actually a quantum informational issue. And in fact, I've been able to actually work out using a Keithley Enterprises spectral analyzer used for analyzing microchips. And I can go over someone's body with an acupuncture point finder type tip and actually scan their body. And if I find, say, they have a small or carcinoma, I can actually scan their bones and tell you where they've metastasized to from the spectral pattern in microcurrent, in microcurrent and picovolts. Now, this is based and advanced on research from Dr. Nesterov at the Russian Institute of Moscow that has the programs with the Metapathia for scalar biophysics applications to using hydrophones for analyzing cosmonauts in the Russian space program. And Dr. Zhu, who is one of the latest Chinese engineers in China from Beijing, who also spent time at MIT. And, of course, what I heard is that the MIT scientists didn't fully understand him in terms of application of quantum physics to biological systems. Okay? Even those are things that appear solid, are in a sense a form of a wave and energy. Okay? And if you don't look at the quantum physics of an object and its string theory tied to it, and its higher dimensional as well as its lower dimensional reality of the energy physics of what an object is, most of, for example, of an object is actually empty space, and very little of it actually is occupied by electrons or orbiting energy fields. And, for example, the Schumann resonance of the Earth pushes the electrons to the outer orbital. It's called a Lin effect. And without Lin effect, the Schumann resonance actually shuts down your genes. If you put an animal inside of a thing called a mu metal box, their genes will actually shut down. Their telomeres will no longer talk to the cell membranes because the telomeres are being brushed by the Schumann resonance of the planet to send out a harmonic resonant field to the ion channels. And the animal will become obese. In many cases, the genes will shut down enough, the animal will die. So that's why near space, without the Russian Schumann resonance generators in our space station or in spacecraft, you can't do space travel, because without brushing your electrons to the outer orbitals, your telomeres will not talk to your cell membrane.
Okay, yeah. Can I ask you this? The regarding being obese, and I certainly am 325 pounds, and I'm 15 hours a day on a computer, which is disastrous. But I have a low metabolic rate, for instance. People with a low metabolic rate, how do you get your metabolic rate higher?
Well, the first thing you do is you have to approach the insulin resistance. There's an actual block to the chromium and vanadium and other trace elements like selenium. Most people don't realize there's increased inflammation in everybody who's diabetic and obese. If you measure cytokine levels in the blood of people that are obese or diabetic, you see elevated blood insulin, elevated blood glucagon, elevated cortisol. I did a research with Dr. Otto Hewen at the University of Calgary, and we based our research on the University of Chicago, Dr. Kraft, who was doing it in laboratory only, measuring insulin and glucose tolerance tests. Now, when I did our test, we were backed by the Alberta Heritage Trust Fund, so we had a lot of money. And we would measure not only blood insulin and blood sugar in 5 hours at half-hour data points. We'd also measure glucagon, T3, reverse T3. I brought the test from Germany. We did 99.999% of all the reverse T3 tests for several years in North America were done at our University of Calgary lab and our reference lab in University of Edmonton, Alberta, cross-checked with Biosciences in Ohio. We also measured ACTH, prolactin, and other hormones like cortisol. And I discovered things that they still haven't published, because when my research started to come out and they realized what we were doing after I presented to Dr. McEwen at the Ron Curry Diabetic Research Institute, who was working following the research of Dr. Banting and Best, which I'd met personally, that discovered insulin back in the 1920s, Dr. McEwen got viciously mad. It was like being at the set of The Exorcist. He started cursing and swearing, throwing things around his office. And he called Roy LaRiche from the College of Physicians and Surgeons, and I had to go up to Edmonton in a blizzard and almost died getting there to actually sit down in front of this South African idiot who was trying to tell me I shouldn't do the research. And then when he found out I was working with the head of pathology and our work was done at U of A Hospital Endocrinology, checked with Biosciences World Reference Lab in La Jolla, California, he really got mad. Well, the following year, I was doing research with Dr. Chungun Vujidani on toluene diisocyanate, which is fast-drying solvent for paints, which we were seeing a lot of Italians and other non-Italians were working on paint. They didn't have separator systems. And I was noticing in my practice in Calgary, which, by the way, is so cold at wintertime, that everybody's got out-of-body. There's more out-of-body shops per square yard in Calgary than almost anywhere.
I lived in Lethbridge, Alberta, by the way.
Right, what happens is that people have a lot of money. They have multiple cars. The freeways in Calgary, they travel faster than anybody rationally should, especially because the city of Calgary is larger than the total surface area of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And on the freeways around there, they travel so frigging fast, it's insane. I've never seen people travel faster than Calgary drivers in the wintertime on black ice.
Sure, I've been there.
So I remember being in the emergency department of the Calgary General and seeing 65-car pileups. And people sliding sideways through, you know, intersections. So out-of-body workers were coming to my office with blocks in their heart, adenomatous polyps that turned to cancer in 28 to 32-year-olds, people showing signs of dementia. I'd send them off to a neuropsychologist and neurologist, and they'd say, oh, my God, this person's got organic toxic dementia. Or they would have weird signs of strange cancers, you know, like bone marrow cancers that are really strange, unusual. And I thought, I got to find out what's going on. So I talked to my friend, Stajan Warnes. He said, call these guys down in L.A. to do some research. So I got a hold of Dr. Chungun Vujidani. Vujidani worked at Bar-Ilan University in Israel, and he was working with Dr. Chung doing a major doctoral and postdoctoral study on the effect of toxic chemicals inducing autoimmune disease and cancer. Now, I'd already been researching with Dr. John Woodbury when I went to medical school. It started off as a summer project. It became a three-year project. I reviewed 26,000 cases and wrote the database analysis software for Lamont linear regression, analyzed and worked in a Sovi analysis immunology lab, even in medical school, and I discovered some major patterns that no one else had discovered in terms of what causes arthritis and autoimmune disease. And so I've unmasked what autoimmune disease and how it's linked with cancer and even chronic regional pain syndromes, which nobody else has figured it out. Okay, and I explained it on my show. Now, I want you to understand, every time I've discovered something, I've been persecuted. So when I found out, Roy LaRiche found out that I was working with Dr. Chungun Vujidani, he called me again. This time, I'd had death threats for three previous weeks, people calling me up at night saying, I'm going to kill you and kill your wife. And the previous night, someone had tried to run me off the Crow Child Trail by ramming me in the back of my vehicle going at a very high velocity. I had a T-Bird, so it had a big engine in it, and I'm not exactly Mr. Passive, as you probably know. So I got my car and got my bumper on his back bumper, and I shoved him off the freeway. Okay. Now the next day, I got a call from Roy saying that Dr. Deagle, you're back at it, Dr. Deagle. And I said, Roy, I just got a call from Jimmy at the UAW in Chicago, and I told him the whole story about how I was getting death threats and how I just got a call from the registrar, Roy LaRiche, of the registrar of the College of Physicians and Surgeons, and how I was very upset that he was threatening me again. And the previous year, I'd almost died in a blizzard trying to get to Edmonton, and it took me many hours to get there, and we had to be in a convoy go through a rancher's backyard because the freeway was blocked. So I'm with giant trucks in front of me and behind me, and we're hoping we have enough gas so we don't stall on the freeway miles from anywhere with a blizzard at 55 below zero. And that's not the wind chill factor.
There must have been a lot depending on that trip, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I told Roy, as I said, I just got a call from Jimmy, and he told me if anybody bothered me, all I had to do was call him back, and he'd stop them from bothering anybody again. So I told Roy, he dropped the phone and realized, like, oh, crap, Deagle's serious. 3 weeks later, he quit. I never got a letter, never got a phone call from Roy again, and he realized there's a streak in Deagle that if you mess with him and threaten him again, the bad side, the dark side of Dr. Deagle's going to come out.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Hyde's going to show up.
Sure. Well, just now, a very quick story. A local female doctor here, a very, very attentive woman, I won't mention her name, she came up with a very novel treatment for curing ME. And what did the BMA do? They got her struck off.
ME, what are we talking about? What do you mean by ME?
The constant, you pick it up from Legion Jersey, constant fatigue. I'm probably not using
you're talking
the
about
word.
Chronic fatigue syndrome?
Yeah, chronic fatigue syndrome.
What was her treatment? Because, you have to understand, chronic fatigue syndrome has multiple factors, mitochondrial factors, central nervous system factors.
Well, I don't know the system she had, but she was very successful with it and treating people very successfully, and then they intervened with the pharmaceutical industry and got her struck off. She's now been reinstated, but she was traumatized.
She was struck off the register, just like Hal Huggins. After our research with Dr. Murray Vimy in 1980, where Roy called me again and said, you're working in our association, Dr. Ardigal. And all he was doing is providing Vimy with equations, because he was working with a microvoltmeter and a mercury sniff meter to look across tooth and amalgam surfaces to do his dental pathology degree. And again, got threatened that, what are you doing this research? And I said, look, I've supplied this guy with equations because I have a background in quantum physics and chemistry and environmentalism. I was a charter member of Greenpeace, and I had equivalent of a PhD in chemistry. So I got to tell you out there, I have many different hats, and I have a hat of a functional medicine doctor, a geopolitical activist. I have the hat of a Christian activist. I have the hat of a prophet. Now, that ticks a lot of people off. A lot of people, especially, the worst off are not agnostics and atheists. The worst people that don't like to hear that are Christians.
Yeah, well, medical snobbery and jealousy.
And religious snobbery. And I'm not saying that I know everything, but I have a set of 3x5 cards of things that are not open to anybody's opinion, including mine. They're just things the way they are. Now, the same thing goes when you start asking questions about health issues, and I'm putting a series of videos out to explain things, like you talked about SSRIs. Now, a serotonin reuptake inhibitor 5 basically stops the reuptake of serotonin at the synaptic cleft. Now, what do you think it does to the brain? How long do you think it takes for the synaptic cleft to change the anatomy of the brain of a person taking one pill?
Mm-hmm.
8 hours. Well, I know. 8 hours. 8 hours. I know scanning it's like trying microscopy. If they die suddenly of a traumatic accident, like a car accident, after taking one pill, you can see scanning of the synaptic cleft. You can see changes on electron microscopy of their brain synaptic cleft, of their serotonergic pathway synapses within one pill on EM, electron microscopy.
And what's the time scale for that happening?
8 hours.
Well, yeah, 8 hours.
One pill. Whoa. Now, you got to understand what you're doing there, and you can measure brain function with a number of ways of testing it. I've been testing it for years using platelet levels of bioamines, which you can do through various laboratories like Genova Labs and Doctors Data and other laboratories through things like directlabs.com and university labs, which I've used for years. You can also do a thing called a quantitative electroencephalogram, which looks at brain function in terms of frequency, voltage, and what's called coherence mapping of different areas of the cortex to the same phase and frequency. And if you look at those areas of the brain, you can look at things like SPECT, blood flow scan for deep blood flow, and positron emission tomography scans, which actually not only show you the surface cortex, but it shows you deep nuclei in the brain if their metabolism is normal or not. And people that have abnormal brains, like the movie Young Frankenstein, like criminals, or children with autism, or people with depression or early dementia, they don't have a normal brain. People that are depressed don't have a normal brain. People with post-traumatic stress don't have a normal brain. In fact, they have seizure activity in the limbic system. People that are depressed. People have rage control nuclei problems. And in fact, some of the early research at the Tavistock Institute, and you're maybe familiar with this in England, started in the late 1940s, was later continued at Bethesda, Maryland, and the University of California, Irvine, and various other universities where they're doing research on not only a microelectrode implantation in different parts of the brain or cortex, but also the idea of using pulse magnetic fields across the cranium at specific frequencies to cause what's called brain entrainment, to entrain different nuclei. And they wanted me to do research on this because they already had a magnetronic helmet at UCLA that was liquid-cooled with liquid nitrogen that was used to control the onboard commands for an F-14 fighter that was already mocked up in Dr. Wallace Tortolot's office in 1977, UCLA VA Hospital in Santa Monica. So people need to know when I say these things, because I have a photographic memory, an ability to absorb science like a Vulcan mind meld, and I'm going to tell the truth whether people like it or not, which scares the hell out of other people, because I'm going to tell them whether they wonder whether it's a spiritual issue or geopolitical or scientific or medical, and I don't care a rat's behind what people, including my family, thinks of me. I don't care about anything. I only care about, number one, I care about other people, and I care about serving God. That's it.
Sure.
And whether they care for me, emotionally, I'm a big boy. I wear my big boy pants. Mm-hmm. I don't care what people think. I care about them anyway, regardless of how infantile they're going to be. Because
well,
society, by and large, basically...
You have experiences.
Well, but people, by and large, are pretty childish. You know, they think if they close their eyes and pull a curtain over, the tiger outside won't eat them.
Indeed, indeed. Well, that's rampant everywhere. It's rampant everywhere. We're probably coming to a break, but I just had two more things in about you already covered Mike Adams and Alex Jones being attacked by the state.
So well, yeah, you're talking about Alex and
yeah,
and,
but there's two more. Mark Dice was attacked on two levels. And where do you hear what it was? Starbucks approached him, trying to buy out one of his interviews, you know, his satirical interviews he does along the beach
right.
there in San Diego. And that's very close to you. But and they wanted him to do an ad with him with an agreement. And he told them to literally F off because the agreement would have wiped him out. And then shortly afterwards, the U.S.
Well, no, what was the agreement? Was there an agreement to say... You can't broadcast your kind of stuff on any show, whatever, because you're tied now to
yeah,
Starbucks.
Well, he's familiar with those type of agreements, and he said it would have actually crippled him.
Oh, but yeah. In other words, what the agreement would be, if you're going to get this big advertisement thing with Starbucks, you can't talk about these controversial topics again because it'll come back on
and
Starbucks.
And then shortly after, the U.S. military contacted him saying, oh, we admire your work. We'd like to see how you put your stuff together. Can we come and work with you for a week? And he told them to F off as well. So that was two approaches very recently, and then this happens with Google, what they're doing.
Well, one of the things they've tried to do is they want to create an alternative, just like in this movie that I saw, a recent clip, an alternative to Alex, on some, you know, I call deep state television show where they create an alternative, and the alternative president is a female president, and this guy is kind of like, got a beard, but he's supposed to be a very poor takeoff of Alex. Now, you know, I first heard Alex back in, you know, I think 2004 when I was going in Littleton, Colorado, driving around. And I'd already been very familiar because I'd had presidential level security clearance, so I know what was going on in 1994-95. U.S. Space Command Strategic Defense and many classified projects. So when I heard Alex's show, I thought I'd call in. So I called in for a few minutes. I got a call back from Butch Paw. I did his show for an hour. And then a month later, I got a call from Anderson. And I'd already told him that I had a show on Clear Channel with Mark Allen Curry called Laughter's the Best Medicine on the Fox Clear Channel Network across America. I'd already been doing radio in Colorado Springs, but I'd moved up to Denver radio a few years later. And we'd been doing it for several years at that time. And I decided... Hey, I'll do a couple hours a week on the Genesis Network. Well, I couldn't get enough hours, so I switched over to Republic Broadcasting. Got a call back from Alex. Alex said, hey, Bill, come on over, and we'll put you on the network. And I said, okay, fine. He said, I'll have you on every month of specials. I know you're smart. You have all these topics and this classified exposure. Mm-hmm. But then he brought on this so-called Professor Jones. And, of course, because of a background in nuclear physics, I got a scholarship to go to MIT in plasma nuclear physics from grade 11. I beat 7,000 applicants for an advanced scholarship to a PhD program. Many of them already had a bachelor or master's in physics, and I was in grade 11 because I taught myself quantum mechanics. And I turned it down because I didn't want to make nuclear weapons, okay? So I went into honors biochemistry, did my PhD research project in marine bacteriology, didn't write the thesis, but I had it completed in 5 months by sleeping on the lab floor. My grandfather was dying of diabetes, so I went into medicine. Now, Alex, instead, I took apart this professor because he was pushing this idea of superthermite being the demolition agent in the World Trade Center. I said, no, it's not. I said, in order to change these giant girders, the amount of energy and terajoules necessary to convert them to an atomic vapor required the use of nukes. So I heard of this doctor that had got a little bit more information. Then I got actual access directly to the U.S. Geological Mineral Data Analysis of the debris of the World Trade Center. And I tried to get my alma mater and other universities to do nuclear magnetic spectroscopy, and everybody turned me down. My old alma mater, Dalhousie, universities across the United States and Canada, Europe. The last one I did a few years ago was Japan. I tried everywhere, except I didn't try Moscow or Beijing. Everywhere on the planet, I tried to order nuclear spectroscopy of the isotopes that I have raised from the World Trade Center. That got one call back from Japan. We are very sorry, Dr. Deagle. We would like to do, but we advised by State Department. We cannot communicate with you. Very sorry. Thank you.
I say, oh, yes, yes. No.
They knew Dr. Deagle was danger.
They can only give that power to the pharmaceutical industry, obviously.
Well, they didn't want Dr. Deagle. I have the data that 55 times higher amounts of tritium, and again, other isotopes showing it was a nuclear demolition of the World Trade Center. We did it. It was a self-inflicted wound, period.
Sure. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Jim, you're in New York City. New York City, I think you're actually, you're not in downtown New York. I think you're just outside, right?
Yeah, just 20 minutes outside the, in the suburban area.
Right. Now, we talked about this before, and we've talked about how to fix healthcare. Now, what Dr. Price is going to do is, and by the way, unfortunately, he's supported by the American Murder Association, I call the AMA, which is bad. As soon as you hear the AMA supports you, it's like, holy crap, that's not good. But he's going to roll things back pre-Obamacare. Now, Obamacare basically is Eugenicare. If you have a plan, we have all these things where you have to buy insurance, even if you're 70, for pregnancy care and all this other stuff, and you make all these mandates, and you allow it so the drug companies and the pharmacies and the big medical networks can make buku bucks. I mean, they're going ka-ching, ka-ching. And now they realize if there's changes occurring to the system, they're trying to get out before they get, well, they're getting good, so they won't end up with their quarterly profits going through the floor. It's real simple. You have an aging population. If you don't maintain their health and stop them from either aging or getting serious illness, you're going to go bankrupt if it's a, if it's what's called a service you provide to the public, either directly or indirectly. So when you have illegals coming to America and they go to the emergency because they don't yet have insurance, we, the public, pay for that. When they, you know, start getting health insurance, which, of course, is going to happen to a lot of the people, because, you know, once we deport these 860,000 people that are convicted felons, the rest of them are going to have a pathway to citizenship. They're already in our school system. They'll be in our healthcare system. And the cost of healthcare is not, is something that's easily controllable. But you got to start off with changing the model of what healthcare is. In the 21st century, healthcare should be number one. We should be able to, you know, and I'm going to use it to comparison to our fancy, say, a Mercedes car. My wife and my son both have a Mercedes car. I have a high-end, you know, minivan, Buick minivan. But when you go to the dealer, what they do is they put a bus on the computer on your car, and they'll actually diagnose what's going on inside your engine, your compression, all everything else electronically, what's going on in your car. They put it on this thing to look at your alignment of your wheels and everything. So they're looking inside the guts of the vehicle before something breaks and you go spin out of control on the highway and something bad happens, or your automatic steering is gone, or your brakes go, or whatever, right? Now, the medical system is like what I call trephination. Now, do you remember what trephination is? It's like a caveman with a stone or a big stick with a stone stuck in it or tied on it, And he knows that the other caveman got hit on the side of the head by a rock from a competing tribe. And he's got a bleed inside his skull. And because he's the doctor of that tribal group, he knows that he has to trephinate or drive a hole in the side of your head to get the blood out, or you're going to die really quick. So that's the state of medicine nowadays. They wait till you have a symptom, and then they try to medicate it away because they have one foot in the door and one foot outside the door, and they've got the magic, you know, script pad ready to write a prescription for a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, calcium channel blocker, antidepressants, anti-inflammatory, whatever, and zip. Bob's your uncle, they're out the door, as they say. Now, symptom-based medicine, or what I call a very small cart, you know, like a smack panel, which is pretty damn minimal. But even a smack panel, the doctors don't know how to fully interpret what's in the smack panel to see how things are screwed up. For example, when I first started my practice as a locum doctor in 1997 at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center, I took over the practice of four, not one, not two, not three, but four general internists. And in that practice, I had 450 diabetics alone. How many of those diabetics do you think not only did not have a 24-hour urine creatinine clearance, but they didn't have a microalbumin? None of them. Now, we're talking about basic medicine, not even something fancy. Now, when you have technology like the QRMA and the metapathia scan, and in between, of course, we have the bioplasm, you can actually look at the application of quantum mechanics to biological systems. You can look at what we call the harmonic resonance circuits, the informational pathways that make up your what we call your light body, in a sense, before you have functional disease. So I don't like to call it diagnostic. I call it predictive harmonic resonance. So if I see someone's, say, metapathia scan, because if I'm remotely scanning in from, say, TeamViewer 11, I'm looking at their hydrophones on their head, and I got their 11-page history form, and I've got their other medical records, and I see the scan show up a multicentric astroglioma in the right temporal lobe with metastases to their pons and their midbrain, and they have specific symptoms in their eyes, etc., I get a little freaked out that I have a combination now of symptoms and disease on that scan, so I'm going to recommend they see a neurosurgeon and a neurologist to immediately get a high-speed CT scan or an MRI scan with radio contrast and a PET scan to see if they have a tumor and to subtype it and find out what's going on and then get gene-based cancer treatment, say at Brzezinski. Now, what the MRI, QRMA and metapathy do, the QRMA will tell you, are your major organ systems working? Do you have enough vitamins and minerals in your body? And do you have heavy metals and toxins present? Those are the basic things, but there's more to it than that. And so if I get a consult with you, it's always involving both tests, a QRMA and a metapathy. The metapathy actually does sections through organs. It's almost like if you walked into a pathology lab and you took a live person and somehow did a cut right through them and say, we're going to cut right through your head, and we're going to cut right through your chest, and vertical cuts, and we're going to put those up in the scan in color, and we're going to look at your organs while you're alive and see if you're okay or not. That's what the metapathy does. It can even scan down to individual cells and even organelles in the cell and even specific genes. And if it detects a resonant pattern that looks really funky, it's going to actually put it up there and say, oh, my God, there's a hereditary hemoglobinopathy or dyslipidemia or some other disorder or a specific pathogen in your gut. It actually will tell you what pathogen it's resonant with. So you could use a metapathia scanner, for example, to pick up at an airport or a port of entry if someone's got Zika virus in their body, even if their blood is cleared and has a negative PCR because it's no longer in their serum, but it may be in their endocervix, so they could have a sexually transmitted transfer to someone having sex with them within the next, say, 3 months to 6 months. Why is this important? It's because if we were to take all, let's say we were, instead of talking about people, we'll talk about cars. If we had to pay the cost of the repair of cars that would fail, let's say on the freeway and the consequences of it, by having their tires break off and smash into the side rail and kill two or three people or injure a lot of them, then we had to take care of all the injured people. You have to think of healthcare as basically everybody is walking around as basically a debt. Okay, does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in other words, if you think of the lady next door who's 66 and she's taking 12 drugs. And she doesn't have a proper diet because the doctor has never talked to her, hasn't sent her to a dietitian. She has no exercise program that makes sense of what she has, and her health condition is deteriorating, and she's heading toward renal dialysis. We all pay for that. One way or the other, we're all going to pay for that. We're going to pay because, number one, she's not in the workforce anymore. Number two, she's going to require extended care. Number three, it's going to be a strain on her family, so they can't do things like buy stuff or vacations or buy new cars, so it's going to affect the economy. And now, say, Obamacare, 86% of people can't even afford the co-pays, so they're going to die prematurely. So human lifespan in America is actually dropping. It's not rising. People need to realize the amount of suicides, especially, say, in males between 25 and 55, is increasing by a huge chunk of percent. And the actual lifespan is decreasing the last few years because of Obamacare. Because people aren't even getting conventional care, let alone advanced care. Now, advanced care means if I know your vitamins, minerals, and your organ function screwed up, and I then, based on that, say, hey, I think I better do a thyroid test on you because your QRMA metapathy scan shows your thyroid is screwed. And hey, you're turning diabetic. I better put you on supplements to lower your insulin resistance because your arteries are going to fail eventually, and you're going to end up developing serious hypertension or develop a stroke or heart attack or congestive heart failure. And by the way, your inflammatory markers are showing that you're developing autoimmune disease. You're going to develop full-blown, say, lupus or mixed connective tissue disorder. If I don't fix it, you're not going to golf in a year or two. You're going to be sitting in a wheelchair. Now, the medical system waits until you're in the wheelchair, and then they profit from it. In fact, one of my friends who, and this I remember this back in Colorado Springs, and when he told me the story, he actually cried. He was a Christian. And he said, Bill, you know, I tried to introduce a program, a simple program, to reduce the number of people ending up on dialysis and with amputations. And what he told me was in the program was pretty simple, but he actually had some stats to show would save a percentage of people. Now, my program would be more advanced, but nevertheless, he went to the hospital administrator of this whole series of hospitals, I think 16 hospitals in California, and said, are you kidding? We can't afford to do that. We live on dialysis. We live on renal transplants. We live on people in getting eye surgery for, you know, cataracts and so on. We live on the amputations we do in diabetics. Okay? Now, if you want to save money, you need to introduce what's called functional medicine to all health providers. We need team approaches. So, for example, my son is being trained here in La Jolla on Eastern Western Chinese and North American Western naturopathic medicine, PhD, and acupuncture, and the application of quantum physics to biological systems. So when he finishes in a few years his PhD, he'll be trained as a Western and Eastern naturopath and acupuncturist, Chinese herbologist. Okay, so in other words, he'll have the proper training. Now, Matt's real smart. He's a knockoff the old block. he's weird like me. Father like son, okay? And what you have to understand is we can train almost anybody to learn at least a portion of this, so at least as a team, whether you're a massage therapist or the technician doing these tests, and we have a lot of people that want to just do QRMAs, or you're advanced like you are, where you want to have PPRDI supply the QRMA and the metapathia, or you even have a clinic where you have things like mild hyperbaric and pulse magnetic and EECP, which is extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy, like our clinic in Northern California, that's moving slowly, but they're moving toward the idea of having a metapathia scanner, too. They have a QRMA now, and I just got a recent consult, somebody saying they want me to do one from that facility in Palm Desert, California. So, Jim, what you do is really important. The model that I have for healthcare, it's not just for America, but the world, is to move toward functional medicine as the basis of future medicine. The idea of screening, stealth pathogens are a major trigger for illness like MS. Did you know that everybody that has MS always has antibodies against an intracellular pathogen, usually a spirochete of Lyme, babesiosis, or ehrlichiosis, or one of 31 other intracellular spirochete pathogens? Do you know that everybody that has rheumatoid arthritis has Mycoplasma incognita immunological markers indicating they had a mycoplasmal infection that triggered off the rheumatoid arthritis, depending on specific HLA compatibility antigens on their cell surface? So if I know what their HLA type is, and I know what their synovial analysis is, and their antibodies against Mycoplasma hominis, which can pick up on a metapathia scan, like the metapathia scan will say, hey, they might have had Mycoplasma hominis. Well, then I want to go back and do the immunology test at Immunosciences, and if I can nail it down, I can put them on a series of antipathogenics, things to modify their type 2 collagen immune reaction, killing their joints and creating rheumatoid nodules, and turn off their arthritis without giving Humira or some disease-modifying drug. They'll either give them cancer or make them grow a pathogen from their pet. So, in other words, what I want to do is transform medicine so doctors are no longer paid out of fee-for-service or paid hourly wages, and all their health professionals work as a team. We have health centers where there's doctors, nurse practitioners, chiropractors, nutritionists, functional medicine doctors, acupuncturists, etc. We work as a team and do team rounds where everybody gets a QRMA metapathy scan, and then they get actual tests. Like, you know, 1 to 2 years, we'll have tests like a company here in California can measure all 32,000 alleles for structural proteins and enzymes in under $100. That means at some point we're not only going to be able to measure your genes, we'll be able to measure your organic metabolites, and eventually we'll have the field ion scanner that Linus Pauling talked about. And I've actually worked out how to build one. The quantum physics had to build a field ion scanner, and I explained it to a radiologist in Los Angeles 5 years ago. So eventually we'll have this technology where we can intervene before you ever get full-blown disease, and if you have disease, we'll catch it early enough and reverse it and monitor to see if what we did actually worked. So when somebody repeats their QRMA test or metapathia, it'll tell us whether did we reverse your renal failure, your kidneys returning because we gave you peptides from the European Academy of Sciences and hyperbaric oxygen and specific nutrients to change your heterochromatin, chromatin, protein, peptide ratio. Did we actually see stem cells activating? If we give you a stem cell transplant, did the damn things take? And we're going to be able to quantitatively measure that. Now, that's why what you provide is so essential. I mean, I get people to go so far and they say, well, doc, I had one guy call me last week and he said, doc, and he was a little aggravated. He said, I took your stuff, doc. And he was calling in on the show when I was covering for John Stapmiller. I said, really? So what did you take? He didn't remember. I said, well, you probably took something like Vision Max and maybe Can-C. And you got senile macular degeneration. Do you think this two things is going to, in a month or so, reverse a long-standing disease that maybe took you 20 years? And you didn't go to level 2, 3, or 4 or communicate with me or get peptides or hyperbaric oxygen or lumen photon or micropulse that generates a Schumann resonance for your stem cells or get peptides from the European Academy of Sciences. And I said, what were you doing? He said, well, I'm taking shots. I said, you know what the name is? I don't know. I said, well, I do know. It's called Avastin. I didn't say that on the air, but I said it's Avastin, which is a drug that even the FDA won't give you a black box warning. It's useless. So I know what works and what doesn't, both conventional and non-conventional. Okay, and there are some things in surgery and conventional medicine that are really good. But you got to know where you're shopping, okay? Now, what we're trying to do, Jim, and you're the first and the most advanced of these clinics, is you'll travel 100 miles to actually go to them to say, hey, I'll do a QRMA and metapathia scan, and I'll get the data and the consult forms to Deagle, and he'll try to figure out what types of doctors you need to see or what kind of surgical or non-surgical treatments, what kind of things you need to do to intervene in your disease before you die. I had a gentleman just last week. He was running all over the place for years, and a couple years ago he decided to get his mercury amalgams out of his teeth, but he did it in a non-biological dentist, and he screwed him up. Now, the man's already been in heart failure 8 years, but after doing it in an incorrect way, he dumped a whole lot of mercury, and his heart failure went downhill really, really fast. I want you to know, I have experience literally covering almost every possibility of what can screw up a human body. Okay, that's why I train doctors all over the world, and these tests are incredibly valuable. So what you're doing, Jim, we need to get more people trained to realize, because the number of people that are actually calling you to get these tests done is a lot smaller than it should be, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. I know a lot of people are just scared of finding out the results. As I said, that one gentleman I had a while ago, he looked at his results. It was just one of the quick scans. And it obviously, in my eyes, came across something bad. It was just a sample. And he goes, okay, so I'm good. And I said, I think you should set up a consult with Dr. Deagle.
Here's my advice. Never do a quick scan. Get them to communicate with me first so I can convince them of why they need the technology. If you do a quick scan, it's just going to scare the hell out of them, because neither you nor they should try to interpret these tests. The supercomputer is not in the machine. You know where the supercomputer is? It's between my ears. Okay?
Yeah,
and I can train other doctors. It'll take years for me to train them, but it's not going to happen overnight.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, at promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Of a healthcare system, and I'm going to try to get us through my friends with Dr. Bart Goldman, Dr. Ron Klatz, the founders of A4M, and Roger Stone. Try to get us through to Dr. Price and the Trump team, and hopefully with a lot of your prayer and support. And I'm going to put the videos, by the way, out on Deagle Network live stream and Vimeo, etc. Minds Network and the Deagle Network, which goes out, so you can grab it yourself and send it to your congressman or senator. And it won't be too long; it'll be 10 to 20 minutes, and it'll explain the number one. We need to make sure that everybody involved in healthcare is involved in some function or other, whether they're a chiropractor, a deep massage therapist, when my massage therapist comes on Thursdays this afternoon, whatever, learns functional medicine and works as a team. Number two, nobody is paid fee-for-service anymore. They're paid an hourly wage. So whether you're cutting as a surgeon or you're talking to someone to make sure that their behavior has changed, you get paid the same. Number three, you pay them enough that they actually are financially neutral. In other words, if they need to take time off to do continuing education or because of their health issues or family, they can do it. And you need to get rid of malpractice. No one should go through malpractice. 75 to 85% of lawsuits are frivolous and dangerous and stupid. I'll give you an example of what the only lawsuit I've ever had to suffer through was a gentleman by the name of DS. He had previously tried to kill himself six times before he saw me. I discharged him once and then a second time for drug violations, because he's a criminal. He jacked his leg between two cars while jacking cars, had an anklet for tracking him, and his family tried to sue me because they said I was responsible for his death because temporarily, while we're trying to get him into an interventional pain clinic for a spinal blocker stimulator, he had broken up with his girlfriend, and after I discharged him from my practice because he came up with a positive benzylagonine, he ended up with a positive drug test. He killed himself with drugs he got from a university hospital doctor and his illegal narcotics in drugs that he took. But the state medical board went after me. Now, the state medical boards need to go, okay? They're criminal organizations that support doctors that are hurting patients, and if they're really well-connected, they can have a body count like crazy or be making buco bucks from doing stupid stuff that doesn't do any positive good to the patients. Like Dr. Michael O. Jansen, who I mentioned previously on this show, and Susan Miller, the state medical board secretary, and Paula Woodward from Nine News, who tried to trash my career based on lies like they do to Trump, okay? So you have to understand, that's the only case I've ever had, and it's a stupid one. When I threw the tox reports down in front of the board, they freaked out because I'm a nervy bugger. And when I walked in with all these board members, I asked them, I said, ask me a question, guys. Do you know any toxicology? None of them were toxicologists. None of them knew anything about pain medicine. None of them knew about how about mapping pain with E-Delta and C-fibers. They knew nothing. They're a bunch of freaking idiots, okay? Now, you have to understand, if we're going to move forward in healthcare, we need to have lateral training. So a medic who's, I had one of my contacts a month ago told me, they have medic buddies that are actually saving lives in the battlefield today, that when they come back after a tour of duty, they can't even ride in the ambulance. Why the hell can't we train them up to become general surgeons and don't have to go through the regular pathways? Or we have nurses that want to become obstetricians. They want to go, we have, you know, people that want to train up to whatever level of competence and desire they have and they want to maintain that level. Why don't we do that? Guess what? Dr. Deagle has the solution to the healthcare problem. And it's not just tweaking it like Dr. Price wants to do that'll cut the prices down a bit. That's a good name for him, Dr. Price. He's going to cut the price in half so it would look less painful, but it's not going to fix it. And the big pharma mess, because drugs with French on it don't kill you, like Donald Trump wants to bring in, the drug companies are going to do everything they can to make sure they block Trump in every single way unless he does major surgery on the healthcare system. And the first thing is functional medicine and things like PPRDI, PPRDI.com with Jim Gersey, New York City. Call him.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Yeah, try to see if you can fix that website up for Ann Morrison there, because Michelle mentioned that about that logo.
Oh, I just did that. I just sent her a message saying that.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.